You're listening to the Healthy Me Reset with Dr. Emily, episode 2, three simple questions to get started. In a world full of conflicting evidence, getting healthy can be really confusing. I'm on a mission to create spiritual, physical, and mental health for myself and the listeners like me. If you're ready to create a Healthy Me Reset, this podcast is for you. Let's get started. Hello, my lovely listeners. Something as big as a Healthy Me Reset can feel daunting, overwhelming, impossible, exhausting. Just the thought of it stresses you out, makes you anxious, makes you worried, and maybe a little bit depressed, right? And so I think when we consider creating a Healthy Me Reset and we approach it from a place that is too big, too broad, and plays into those feelings, we stop ourselves dead in our tracks. And so I want to offer you an alternative to consider this just to begin with, because here's the funny thing. Likely what got you here to considering the need for a Healthy Me Reset is that you're overwhelmed, exhausted, stressed out, tired, anxious, worried, not sleeping, mind always spinning, schedule too busy, can't keep up with my life in existence mode, but the idea of getting out of it creates the exact same problem. And so that's when we find ourselves teetering back and forth between which is worse, right? I talked about miserable weight loss previously on my last season of the School of Weight Loss podcast and how we'll start it when we're so miserable, but when the process is so miserable that it becomes less miserable in our bodies than the actual weight loss process, we quit. And I want to offer you that the same problem can develop with the Healthy Me Reset. So I'm very aware of that. I think if I looked at all of the goals that I shared on episode 1 for myself, like all of the things that I stopped doing, and I was to say to myself, okay, it's a New Year's resolution. I'm going to get healthy this year. I'm going to take all this on. I don't even know that I would have gotten past the first step. And I don't take that lightly. I'm a pretty good, you give this girl a goal and an action plan, I'm pretty good with it. But it's entirely too big to take on at once. So I'm going to highly recommend that the three simple questions to get started are questions that will help you hone this down at a much higher level in order to create healthy space in your life to grow into the healthiest version of you. I believe this to be a process, and for me, it definitely was. I think that you will find it to be the same. And so I think the first simple question to ask yourself, and this is where most of us find ourselves, is if you look at the spaces that I made changes in my life to be the healthiest version of me, it was habits and actions that some of them I knew I needed to change. Some of them I didn't even know I needed to change. The process revealed more and more and more of them in the reset to get healthy. So I want you to start by just asking yourself the first question, which is what unhealthy habit do I have that I would want to change first in order to get the biggest Healthy Me Reset impact to begin with? And there's a spoiler to this to know that, by the way, there's not a right or wrong answer because they're all going to take you to the same place. But the journey that gets you there will have the biggest impact, I believe, if you create it with the goal in mind that has the biggest impact on your health. So that may be working on your weight battle and stopping overeating and changing the relationship with food. That may be working on stopping overworking and clearing your schedule or creating better balance in your schedule is what you'd say. Like, I don't even have room to do this work until I have a better balance in my life is what we would say if we have an overworking issue. That may play into, as you can tell, overparenting, overcontrol, overspending, right? They're probably all going to come in a line for you. But I think starting with one specific goal is the key to success. So if you struggle with the thought that I'm too busy to even start this, and I could be a very happy person to add something else to my checklist, but I don't know where the space is to actually make that happen, then stopping overworking might be the first goal for you. If you tell yourself, I have got to get my checkbook under control, I have got to stop spending so much money because that's what keeps me in this continuous unhealthy loop. And here's what I mean by that. That can show up in many different ways. So that may show up in the way that like you go paycheck to paycheck and you have credit cards you can't pay off. So you're tired and you're exhausted and it's always circling in your brain. So you're not sleeping at night. So you're anxious. So you're short with your children and your spouse and you're overworking to make up for it. It all pays together, right? But if overspending seems to be the primary goal for you, I would start there because we're going to unravel all this and how that plays back to getting healthy and creating a healthy me reset. So for me, it was more so the life that I'd built around a certain income level and being willing to unravel that to get healthy and see that maybe I actually didn't need to make that much money in order to be the healthiest version of me. If overparenting is the issue that you'd like to start with, here's what you're going to say. When my kids are grown up, I will have space to be healthy. If you have little kids at home, I get this, right? Like, I think especially for us females with modern feminism, it's this belief that like we need to do it all to be an example to all of it. Yet we know that our children are just getting exhausted, worn out, distracted versions of us who are numbing out on the back end, right? If you have older children, you may be saying things like, if my children would just come around or return my phone call, or if she would just answer this text, or if this child would just acknowledge me or do these certain lifestyle things to make me feel better so that I know they're not, you know, living a wasted life and I can feel better. That's an example that you may be unhealthy in your parenting. And so that's where you start. This all plays out, right? I'm up at night. I'm not sleeping. I'm anxious. Maybe I'm depressed. I am gaining weight because I'm numbing out with food, or I'm spending too much money to try to make them feel better. And I'm doing things that I'm not proud of in my parenting journey. All creates the unhealthy you. But I recommend starting with one area. I'm going to say that 10 times because all of us are going to be like, I need it all. You can join me in the Healthy Me PhD program, but let's start with one, okay? Because truly what's going to happen is other things are going to keep popping up and there's going to be continuous growth towards this healthy you. And it's going to overwhelm you if you try to take on too much at once. So if you are in the over-controlling category, you may have a very long to-do list of the commitments that you've given to this life and all the people who need you. You need the perfectly clean house. You need to live up to the expectations at work. You need to meet your spouse's expectations. You feel like you're manipulating in very unhealthy ways. Like you play the victim, you play the martyr, you pour the tears on or put on a fake smile. And you don't even know who you are underneath all of that. If you were to give that up, it almost feels like you're giving up part of your identity because you're capable. So you should do it. Then you're likely in the over-controlling, unhealthy relationship with yourself. I would add in, this is not one that I struggled with, but if you feel like you're over-medicating, that's definitely another one to consider. I think the goal in that is not necessarily like creating ultimate health, but it's just numbing out, right? So like, I can't tell you how many ladies have come to me with the goal through weight loss of getting off of their medications. And it seems like we reach a certain threshold where we're just like, throw on the extra meds, right? Like I am out of control here. I don't even know how to fix this. So fix this side effect with another one because I just got to exist at numbness. That's like my A game right now. We know it's not the healthiest version of ourselves, yet we don't know a space where we could ever safely pull back on that without making a complete reset. And so I think starting with the goal of stopping over-medicating is a viable goal as well. And then the last one is stopping chasing things that really don't matter. Here's how you know this is yours, is that you're just completely unfulfilled in this life and you don't even know who you are without what everybody else tells you should matter what everyone else tells you is their goals for your life, what everyone else tells you should be your goals for your life, what everyone else tells you should fulfill you. And so your A game is just literally like existing in that and telling yourself it's enough, but you have no space to even discover who you were meant to be, your own passions, your own purpose. And you have no idea because you're so overfulfilled with commitments of all the things that you've been chasing to see your value in this life. So you don't even have the space to start exploring. And I would offer to you that if that is where you're at, stopping chasing things that don't matter is where you start. So the first question to ask yourself is, what is my first unhealthy habit that would make the greatest impact on the Healthy Me Reset? And I do want you to notice that likely they're all going to tie together, but in this space, getting really clear and starting to have wins in one area without creating extensive to-do lists, without creating quote unquote lifestyle modifications, right? I always love that example for weight loss. So here's what I mean by that. When people would say, oh, I'm either going to do medications for weight loss, or I'm going to do a diet or an exercise challenge, or I'm going to do lifestyle. And lifestyle would mean like the hard lifestyle, right? I sleep 8 hours. I hydrate enough. I eat enough. I exercise enough. No one sticks to that. Why? Because what's your goal? Just to make it through 75 days of doing that? That's not a Healthy Me Reset. That's a challenge. And I would venture to offer to you that it ends up backfiring more than anything else. Like, we quit it all because it's too overwhelming. I'm never in it for that game. I know what that creates. It creates an excitement, a little dopamine hit in your brain. The doctor in me knows that. It creates a reward that you then reward on the backside by not having to do that anymore. That's not a Healthy Me Reset. Right? We want to hone in at how to create the healthy you. And when you do that, let's say, go ahead, take a moment, pause. What is the biggest impact for you? Now that you've decided that, I want to offer to you the second question to ask yourself. Why is that a problem for me? I would offer to you the coaching tool of doing a thought download for this part. Right? When ladies start my Healthy Me PhD program, I do a Healthy Me assessment that's very extensive, because I want to see why it's a problem for them. I think oftentimes we will read books that say, like, well-intended books like Atomic Habits and things like that. And we all are well-intended when we read them, but they don't stick, right? So other people can give us the understanding of how to create small changes for likely success. That being said, all they're saying stands in the way is what you've already created. Scheduling issues, lifestyle issues, right? All of those things, you do really good until your child blows up. You do really good until an unexpected bill comes. You do really good until you take a vacation. You do really good until life gets in the way. And so what things like Atomic Habits will say is, like, make smaller changes so that you can stay with them consistently. And that's really well-intended and good advice. I'm not going there. Where I'm going is, why is this a problem for me? Because to really understand how to reset to create the healthy you, you have to understand why it's a problem. If you don't understand why you turn to food instead of drugs, you don't understand why it's a problem. So let me give you a specific example for me. For years, it was stopping overeating as my primary goal. Years. I would do diets. I could follow the rules really well. I could do it for a little while. I could give great advice on how to do it to other people. But I was in an endless cycle. Why? Why was overeating a problem for me? Well, I can give you 10 different reasons. First, it was safe. It was easy. It was acceptable. And for me, as a good girl, drugs were scary. Right? Like, overspending, like, I had so much money scarcity, I was never going to do that. I thought I was overspending when I was well within my budget. In fact, my husband laughs at me when I, like, at one point we went to Nebraska Furniture Mart years ago before we got married, and I was a single mom at this time. And, like, I was looking at furniture and I got so overwhelmed that I was like, I can't afford anything in here. What is wrong with me? And I left crying because of my money scarcity. And he looked at me and he's like, you are a doctor. You can afford anything in here. And I was like, oh, it's a mindset issue, right? Food was cheap. It played really well into that, right? It fixed my feelings. It was something I could have at home by myself. And so understanding why I was turning there meant understanding why that had become such a huge problem for me, an unhealthy problem, something that took it over, right? So any of these things that we're doing, it's because it creates a sense of safety for us. I just want you to consider that. Yes, I understand that these are unhealthy habits, but there's a reason that you're doing them because they create a sense of safety in the moment. What do I mean by that? The doctor in me knows that it settles our nervous system. Here's what I mean by that. You're having a really, really crappy day. You're at home in the middle of the night. Where do you turn? I can answer that in this house. For years, for me, it was cookies. Now it's prayer, but that's been years of growth. My husband, the computer. He is on the computer searching. He doesn't do social media. He believes that that is not good for you. But social searches, searches on things he could buy, that's where he's at. And I'll wake up in the morning and he's like, I found a good couch on, couches are on my mind because we need new living room furniture. He's like, I found a good one. It's $1,000 less here than here, right? He's like, got all of it done, right? You may turn to buying something on Amazon. You may turn when your children really throw you to over-controlling, setting a ton of rules around it that make you feel safe because now you've got boundaries. Except for you don't like the results of the boundaries, but that's a whole different story. It creates a moment of safety. When you have to follow through with it, we don't love it, right? A to-do list. I always share that I don't love to-do lists, but for years I did. And I get a hit from some of my lovely listeners, Jen Hamm, I hope you're listening to this, for my lack of love of to-do lists. But here's my problem with it. It was my A game. It was my dopamine hit. And so I created more to-dos to feel better about myself. And I was distracting myself from what my life was really meant to be. It was so unhealthy, but it felt healthy. Right. So why do you turn to this? I want you to do a coaching tool, which is called a thought download. And I literally pause this, please. This is an interactive podcast. If you want to really do a healthy me reset and not just make this what I love to call analysis paralysis, we don't need to get in more information here, people, my lovely listeners, my little flock. Like, it's not about more information. I know how you use podcasts and you just go about your life. If you want true healthy me reset transformation here, pause the podcast and do a thought download on why that's an issue for you. And that's the second question. The first answers will be very superficial. They'll be like, because I like it. Why do I like it? Because it makes me feel good. Like if I'm looking at food, I'm like, because I like the taste, right? If I'm looking at spending, I'm like, because I love getting those fun new things. It makes me feel good for a little bit. If I'm looking at creating to-do lists and control, I'm like, ooh, because it gives me a sense of accomplishment. I want you to keep going deeper. As I tell my ladies, 5 times of why. Because at the end, you're going to go back to a space where you say, I turn to food because it helps me survive my life. Why do I need help surviving my life? I turn to overparenting because it gives me a sense of control when I feel out of control. It settles my fear. It makes me less anxious. I turn to more medication because I can't handle this at this level and it helps me numb out. I chase things that don't matter because I don't even know what matters to me. There's never been a space to explore that. And I want to share with you from that space, I want you to ask yourself the third question. And this is it. If I no longer want to turn to blank to feel strength, peace, comfort, support, where do I want to turn to get healthy? That is a tool we use in medicine called the spiritual assessment. And I think it takes us back to a real fundamental look here. And I think it's key to get started. Because oftentimes, if you're like so many of my ladies who struggle with, let's say, overeating and their weight, where we start is, I just need another diet. And we know that's not the case because we've tried so many times and it's failed. And we know that you can lose weight and be very unhealthy. I've done it myself. After I had bariatric surgery, I had gestational diabetes, preeclampsia, and a protein uptake deficiency on my daughter's newborn screen, frankly, because I wasn't even willing to admit to people what I'd done. And secondly, because of the repercussions of how I chose to lose weight. And now we've got the shots and things like that, right, to help us change our relationship with food. But we know it's not the healthiest to have to rely on something outside of ourselves to be healthy, right? We know there's a strength inside of us. So when you pull back the overeating and then you say, okay, I want to stop overeating. And then the reason I turn to food is because it makes me able to keep up with all the things in my life that I tell myself I need to do to see myself as having value, any value really in this world. And so we'll say, if I just plainly ask you, where do you turn for strength, hope, comfort, peace, the spiritual assessment, you're probably going to say a higher power. You're probably going to say God or some variation of that. 87% of us will. But if I ask you, if I'm no longer turning to food, if I'm no longer turning to spending, if I'm no longer turning to my children, if I'm no longer turning to my to-do list, if I'm no longer turning to expectations of other people, if I'm no longer turning to chasing things that don't matter to me, where do I want to turn? It changes, right? I think most of us see a space for turning to a higher power. We just don't see how it would work. I offer to all of you to ask yourself those three questions this week and get ready for a foundational reset that will blow your mind. You see, I turned to medicine for a really long time. In fact, I would have thought that the foundational reset would have been through medicine and through evidence-based scientific studies. It's not that I didn't believe in God or didn't think that there was a higher power. It was that my whole life led me to an answer that was very medicine-based. My training and my life had been spent in that. And so I could get answers there. I don't know that I ever felt like they were the highest level answers. If you are chasing meds, by the way, listen, I am a doctor. I get it. Like, I've chased meds with a lot more people than you have, right? By that, I mean like, let's do this one. Let's try this one. This works for some people. This works for some people. Yes. And I feel like I could help bring up the baseline, but I don't know that I could feel like I created true health there. Through that process in weight loss specifically, I turned to coaching and like, I can help you bring higher level thoughts. I can help you learn how to fix feelings without turning there. But where are you going to turn when that habit is gone that doesn't lead you to the next unhealthy habit? It took all of this crumbling for me to create the reset. And it was a path. It started, as I shared last week, on the path of saying to God, help me find the path you have meant for me. When I started turning there, it hasn't panned out how I thought it would. It's panned out very different than I thought it would. But there's a piece in this journey that I never felt before. I will tell you, I felt from the very beginning of my medical career that I was fighting. Like, I would have told you I was very unlucky, and the people around me would tell you I was very unlucky. They would say, if luck is against her, it's going against Emily. And they were right. And so was I. And I think in the heart of me, I knew there was something off in my journey way before I started saying that prayer. Like, everything seemed like it worked against me. And I would then use that to reinforce in my identity the need to work harder, the need to outwork other people, the need to create extra safety, right? The need to overparent, overcontrol, overaction, chase everything that everybody else said. And I wore myself to the bone and was completely unfulfilled in that picture. But you can see how the identity supports that, right? This comes back all the way to an identity shift, by the way. It's not just an action shift. We think it's an action shift, but it comes back all the way in the Healthy Me Reset to an identity shift that I'll share more about next week. Because seeing that space is layers. It's layers of work. But when I started saying, help me find the path you have meant for me, it started to shift. And as things crumbled, or as Brené Brown says, I hit the developmental milestone of the universal spirit or God leaning over to me and saying, I'm not messing around now. When are you going to move forward? When are you going to learn these lessons? Or you could, you know, call it a crisis, whatever you want to call it, right? There was a peace and alignment in that that didn't feel unlucky anymore. There was a comfort in that that allows you to write at a higher level that the strength of God or the universal spirit allows us to feel when we start turning there. To be human means to be driven by human desires, right? We all want to be happier. We all want to be healthier. We all want to live a better life. We all want luck to be on our side. And I think what I missed in that journey was that I thought I could like out action it and create it. And when I'm being honest with myself about where I want to turn for strength and comfort, it wasn't more work. It wasn't online shopping or social media or food. It wasn't medications. It wasn't my children. It wasn't my spouse. It was God. But I had inherently written that off because I thought he had written me off because of my flaws. And so getting clean on that foundation is the first step we're going to explore on our reset. I think it's actually where we start this process, because until you recognize that power as the power we put on paper, meaning we say there's a higher power, we say there's a higher strength, we say there's a bigger plan, yet the humanity in us grapples with it. And learning to accept that as just the human experience and see a bigger purpose and a bigger passion and find the healthy me starts there. So this week, I just want you to answer those three questions and then sit for a bit with that. I'm not a big fan of adding to the to-do list, but I would offer to you that it could take 2 minutes to sit a day with help me find the path you have meant for me, potentially a little meditation, a little mind clearing, a little look at that to-do list, a little look at that space, and then ask God to sit with you and reveal to you your next step. I don't know if that's manifesting or what. I don't even know some of these words. We're going to learn all about them on this podcast, but ask him to show you. I'll tell you, in my journey, it's been steps and layers, and my goal here is to help you move it along a lot faster than mine did, but it does have to happen in God's time. It started with a simple prayer that was said on repeat, but it sped up when I made space for God to be beside me in my life. And I offer that to all of you. I want to close with a song to consider and put on repeat this week. I just love these songs, and literally, God meets me every day with these. It's Tasha Layton, Look What You've Done. I think that that's where many of us find ourselves when we start this journey of getting healthy, right? It's like, have I done so much to screw this up that it's beyond repair? In this song, Tasha says, look what you've done. How could you fall so far? You should be ashamed of yourself. So I was ashamed of myself. The lies I believed, they got some roots that run deep. I let him take a hold of my life. I let him take control of my life. Standing in your presence, Lord, I can feel you digging all the roots up. I can feel you healing all my wounds up. All I can say is hallelujah, look what you've done. So we are born into generational stories. We are born into families with stories. We are born into culture with stories. And you being unhealthy may be as much built into your DNA as it is into your lifestyle. And I want to share with you that that reset is transformational for your future. It's transformational for the legacy you want to leave behind. It's transformational for who you want to be in this world. It's transformational for your relationship with yourself, your body, your health. It's transformational for your relationship with God. It's transformational for your relationship with everyone in your life. Getting healthy is a personal issue, and it starts by taking a pretty deep look and being willing to say, that's uncomfortable, but the way I'm living right now is more uncomfortable. So I invite you to spend some time looking at that, listen to that song this week, ask yourself those three questions, spend some time in silence, in prayer, in meditation. Cry your eyes out. It's fine. I've been there, done that. It will be something you survive. It will feel amazing on the back end. And this is just the start of the Healthy Me Reset for you. I hope you all have a beautiful week. If you're ready to create your Healthy Me Reset and want to find out how to work with Dr. Emily, make sure to check out all my resources at www.emilyvinzantmd.com. The link is in the show notes.